Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Finding Peace Within podcast. I am, got something in my eye, your host, Lisa L. Dalton. And the Finding Peace Within podcast was created to help you find your authentic self through spiritual awareness. And how do you find yourself through spiritual awareness? By studying the Word of God and doing the necessary things required to do your work and find that peace within. Now, I want to thank you for your support and for liking and sharing. The subscriptions are beginning to increase. So I want to thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and your family, with everybody on your social media network. This word of God, and not just the word of God, but this principle way of being and just being who you need to be for yourself is important, especially during this time. So I want to thank you again for sharing the word, sharing the podcast with your friends. And to those of you who are watching via YouTube, thank you again for liking, subscribing, sharing. And don't forget to comment below. Hit the bell so that you can get the notifications when I upload new videos. And you know, I don't know if you do know, but I do Lisa 6 and 3 every morning, Monday through Friday on Facebook. It's not live because some mornings I'm a little late, but it's always there where I share my motivation, whatever the Lord has given me for that morning. I share it with you. It's called Lisa's God Strength for You This Day, Lisa 6 and 3. I want to introduce y'all to my books. Y'all know I'm an author, right? Yeah, I'm an author, and I have three books. I have four, but I only sell three. And they are, my first book is Smile, Show Up, Succeed Every Day. Here's a picture right here if you're watching via YouTube. Smile, Show Up, Succeed Every Day, a little book of honey to help every day brighter, be a little brighter, help it count. I share a little bit of my story in this book. And then my second book is Finding Peace Within, the Prayer Journal, A Journey to a Smile. In this book, we do work as you start to peel off the layers of your life and your past and the things that have happened to you that have caused you to become the person you are. And you may be harboring some resentment or something of that nature that's causing you to not walk in the peace that God has designed for you to walk in. And then my latest book, which is Today's Investment, Tomorrow's Return. Again, the picture is there. I'll show you where you can get it. 25 personal investments that will add value to your life. It's just little things like going to the beach and walking on the beach and taking time to get away and to find yourself again. And that's what this series is about. I just want to be free. I just want to be me and free to be me. A lot of us have sacrificed ourselves for the comfort of another. And I can say that about myself as well, sacrificing myself for the comfort of another. But we're going to learn through this series the signs of a people pleaser. That's what we're going to talk about today. The need to please. And when we are in the need to please frame of mind, we really are not doing ourselves the justice that we deserve to become who God has ordained us to be. Now, you know, I like to open up with the word of prayer, so let's go ahead and do that. Lord, we thank you for this day. We honor your name. We praise you, oh God. We just thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for your peace. We ask that you be with me as I teach this lesson on the need to please. Let us learn to say no and let our no mean no. And let us stand up for ourselves and do that which makes us happy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So what does it look like when you are that person? I've been there. That feels like you have to please everyone. What does that look like? It looks like this. You pretend to agree with everyone. Very seldom do you share your opinion on things. And we know everybody has an opinion. Everybody likes to be heard. Everybody likes to let people know their point of view. But when you have your own opinion, a lot of times when you want to keep peace, you don't share your opinion. Because you are afraid that if you go against that person, the wrath is going to be worse than you sharing your opinion. I know, I've been there. And sometimes I still am there. But you pretend to agree with everyone, listening politely to other people's opinion, even when you disagree, is a good social skill. But to pretend to agree with everything because you want to be liked, or not to be disliked, or not to be beat up, is a behavior that goes against your values. Whenever you're agreeing with everything or afraid to share your opinion because you are being nice. Y'all know I talked about that, being nice and being kind. Nice goes along with what people are doing. Nice goes along with your bad behavior. You're nice because you don't want to hurt their feelings. And that doesn't help the person grow. I had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about that. What happens when you don't hold that person accountable for their behavior? They don't grow. When you continue to allow them to do things that does not serve you well, but they affect you. So you are not being a good friend when you allow people to mistreat you. And you don't share your real heart and your real feelings, and you pretend that everything is okay. Silence does not mean peace. I know, silence does not mean peace, y'all. Just because everybody's getting along, that doesn't mean it is peaceful. Number two, how do you know that you are a people pleaser? You feel responsible for how other people feel. Yeah. If you see people are down, if you see people are not feeling good, or they're being standoffish, you immediately take on the responsibility of why they're feeling that way. I've done that, and I still do it from time to time. So I'm teaching to myself today. You are not responsible for how a person is feeling. If they're feeling a certain way, don't take on, well, I must have done something wrong. And so you go and try to right a wrong with doing something to yourself to make them feel better. You have become a people pleaser. Yes, it is healthy to recognize how your behavior influences others. But thinking you have the power to make someone happy is a problem. It's up to each individual to be in charge of how they feel and how they deal with their own emotions. Now, I've mentioned this before. Since Dad died and his passing, my emotions have been literally all over the place. Is it my husband's responsibility to take care of my emotions? I believe it is his responsibility to ask if I'm okay and if I need anything. Because why? We are a couple. We are one. But is it his responsibility to make sure I come out of the emotions that I'm having? No, it is not. It is my responsibility to deal with the emotions that I'm having and then move forward. Identify what is it? Give it a name. What are you feeling? Ayanna Van Zandt says, give a name to the tears. Give a reason to the cry. Don't just waste tears. Why are you crying? Why are you feeling the way you're feeling? Give meaning to it. So when you see someone pulling away from you, or someone acting a different way with you, don't take on the responsibility of making sure you conform so that they can be happy. That's when we lose ourselves. I've done it, God knows. And again, I still find myself doing that and saying, okay, Lisa, if this gonna make them feel better, then go ahead and do it. But then when it don't make them feel better, then you feel real crazy because you done did something you didn't want to do. And it still didn't get you the results that you were looking for. They are still not happy. So I get it, man. You know, you make sacrifices for people, even with what you want, with what you're doing, how you're feeling. and they still not happy with it. But that's another one. Do not feel responsible for how other people feel. And I can say that to myself. You know, I feel sad today. And he's like, okay, am I responsible for the sadness? I just want you to know. Yeah. Number three, you apologize often. Rather you are responsible for how a person is feeling or not, you are always the one to apologize. And you're not even the problem. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did this. Or what did I do? I'm sorry if I did this or whatever. And you're not the one that created that feeling that they are feeling. The experience that they're having at the moment. You are not responsible for that. So you apologize so things can move along. And then that person never apologizes. They never say, and I know we should never say never, but let's say it this way. Very seldom do they apologize. But you find yourself apologizing more than you should because you're trying to make peace with someone that you don't even know why they're feeling the way they're feeling. So, other people are always blaming you because of what they're feeling can be a sign of a bigger problem. You don't have to be sorry for being who you are. I don't have to feel sorry for being loud. My daddy was loud, okay? And he's still loud talking to us from above. His spirit is still like, don't do that, don't do that. You know, he was the voice of reason for our family. So you don't have to be sorry for being who you be when you be. Now, if you're offending people, knowingly offensive, then you need to fix that. But don't be taking on the responsibility of being the first one to apologize. So, number one was you pretend to agree with everyone. Number two, you feel responsible for how other people feel. Three, you apologize often. Number four, I'm only going to share five today. You feel burdened by the things you have to do. You're in charge of how you spend your time, but if you are a people pleaser, there's a good chance your schedule is filled with activities that you think other people want you to do. Ask questions. Do you want me to do so and so and so? Do you need me to do so? Well, I thought that's what you wanted. No, that's not what I needed you to do. This is what I need you to do. Example, with everything that's going on, you know, with my husband doing music, me doing my own ministry, you know, things can get lost in transition. So what do I say? I need to spend time with you. It doesn't have to be a whole 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, 30 minutes. How much do you have? Make your request known. That's what the Bible says, to make your request known. But I got you this, but I bought you this, but I did that for you. Is that not enough? No. Mm-mm. This is what I need you to do for me. And when we make our request known, I think a lot of the burdens that we carry and things that we try to create and do for our loved ones or whomever, co-workers, whatever the relationships may be, we can free ourselves from the burden of making sure other people are okay when that is not what they need. Be sure what you are doing is because you want to do it, not because you feel like that's what the other person wanted you to do. Well, I thought you wanted grits today. No, did I ask for grits? No. Okay, well, what made you think I wanted that? Well, I thought you liked it this way. Did I tell you I liked it that way? No, I just thought you did. No, that's not it. But this is it. I remember when Stephen and I first started dating and I bought him a coat for Christmas and he was like, Thanks, but I don't need you to buy me no clothes. I can take care of that myself. Oh, okay, no problem. I have never bought him another piece of clothing since then because I'm thinking, oh, he doesn't have a coat, so let's get him a coat for Christmas. No, I don't need you to buy a coat. Okay, so what do you need me to do? Just sit there and be pretty. I don't know, whatever you say, just ask first and I'll let you know what I want so your feelings won't be hurt. The need to please. Number five, and this is so you feel uncomfortable if someone is angry at you. Therefore, you do what you think you need to do to keep peace. Just because someone is mad doesn't necessarily mean you did anything wrong. But if you can't stand the thought of someone being displeased with you, you'll be more likely to compromise your values. I've been guilty of that too. Are you mad with me? Again, because they pulled away. I watched I think it was a movie. It was a movie, and the husband had pulled away from his wife. They were on vacation and he pulled away and she took it personally. Well, you're pulling away from me. When in reality, he was dealing with some stuff on his job, but he didn't communicate that to her, that he was going through some things on his job, and that made him pull away. But as women, as wives, we take on that stuff when he's acting a certain way, and husbands the same. Well, whatever the relationship may be, you may think it's because of you. When I was a manager, they would say, "Is she in business mode or is she in, happy mode?" Because as a manager, you have to be able to be that manager, solid person, that leader. Then you also need to know how to be the friend to your team. So when they look at you, well, what kind of mood is she in today? Yeah, because we don't want to feel the wrath of how you're feeling. And so when you are a people pleaser, you're always looking to make peace. You don't want people to be mad at you. And you take on the burden of feeling like what they are mad about is because of what you've done. When 9 times out of 10, 8 times. Yeah, let's say 8 times out of 10, it's not even about you. So I think that's, and I've had to talk to myself too about that. It's not about you. It is not about you. Now, let's talk about how do we get out of and start to practice on not being the people pleaser. Cultivate awareness. Begin to be aware of what's really happening. Take a survey and say, what's going on today? What happened today? And even ask the question, what happened today? Did I do something today? And when you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no, I didn't do anything today. Begin to cultivate awareness of what's going on in your atmosphere. What type of energy are you bringing? Did you cause something to happen? And I believe once, because I do that, I before I go and say, well, what's wrong? What did I do? I say, let me see. Now, I got up this morning and I did A, B, C, D. Okay, well, surely that's not upsetting. Surely that's not upsetting. Surely that didn't do it. And then, oh, well, it's not about me. And then you move on. Be aware, and that's a part of our spiritual growth. That's what spiritual awareness is. That's what being authentic is. When you are able to survey a situation and analyze it and realize you didn't do anything, then you are able to move on in that peace. Move on in that peace. Now, this is the second thing I want to say. 9 times out of 10, that more is more about them than you. When a person doesn't like something about you or something you've done or are doing, it's more of a reflection on them than it is on you. I say the way you treat me speaks more about who you are as a person than who I am. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Action speaks louder than words. You can say you love me all day long, but how you treat me tells me how deep your love really is. And how you treat me tells me how deep your love really is for yourself. Because the Bible also says this, that we, the body of Christ, is the church, and you are supposed to love. A husband will love his wife the way Christ loves the church. He gave his life for us. And that's how it is when you are in a healthy relationship. You give your life. You give your life for that person. And that's what it's all about. Don't ever feel like what you're doing is causing a person to behave a certain way. Next, you want to practice self-compassion. Don't take yourself so seriously. Be compassionate with yourself. Through self-compassion, we can understand that even if people don't like us, that is not a reflection of our value as a human being. You not liking me, it's not my fault. I can't help that you don't like me. There might be something deep down inside that you might see that you wish you had. I'm just saying, that caused you not to like a person, especially when you don't even know. You don't even know the person and you don't like them. But if you with somebody and they don't like you, then y'all might need to have a conversation. Where are we going after this? So you take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously, okay? Be a part of self-care by putting yourself first. Putting yourself first. And it's so hard when you are a people pleaser. It's hard. Number one, cultivate awareness. Be aware of what's going on around you and in your environment. Be aware of that. Number two, 9 times out of 10, how they are treating you is really about how they feel about themselves. It is not about you, and neither is it your problem to fix. Three, practice self-compassion. Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't. Be a positive support person. I found this to be true. When you're in pain and going through some things, the way out of that is to serve. Not please, but serve in an area that you know will bring you fulfillment. When we give, the Bible says that He, God, gives back to us. Give and it will be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. So begin to give, begin to volunteer and do things that bring you joy and happiness. Begin to serve and it will get you out of your mind, out of your mind. Number four, very, very, very important in this social media world that we live in. Take a break from social media. Y'all, when we start looking at what other people are doing, be like, I wish I had that. Oh, I wish I had this. Oh, they did that. Oh, he did this for her. Man, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know what's really going on. People put a lot of stuff on social media that's not true about who they really are authentically. That's not who they are. We take how many selfies? Cheek, 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 cheek. Take 10 selfies. Oh, yeah, that's the perfect one. Because we want to project ourselves to be something to the world that we're not. We're not. It's okay. Take a bad picture and just post it if that's what you're trying to do. And be careful, since we're talking about social media, be careful what you put out there, because y'all know this stuff stay out there forever. So be careful what you watch on social media. We're not the Kardashians. And hey, you may be. Y'all know I'm not. I'm going to talk for me. I'm not the Kardashians. I'm trying to save up some money. Because you never know when you're going to need it. So stop trying to be somebody else and do what you see other people do. If you don't know who you are, ask God, who am I, Lord? Who did you create me to be? And who do you want me to be? Yeah. Create a life worth living. Create a life worth living. Imagine how much time we lose each moment. We squash our authentic selves in an effort to be like other people. When you're not being yourself, people will look, the people that know you, they'll look at you like, where's Lisa? My mama did that. Where is Lisa? When she came to my house, she's like, where is Lisa on the wall? And I was like, dang, Mom, you're right. Where is Lisa on the wall? And I had to make a change to put Lisa back on the wall. It's okay to be selfish. It's okay to take care of you. And it's okay to say no. They'll be all right. You might get some bumps. Some people might get the feelings hurt along the way when you begin to stand up for yourself. Embrace yourself and love yourself. It's highly doubtful you will regret it. You are the biggest investment that you will make. The investment in yourself. Just like my new book, 25 Personal Investments. This book just made a whole new meaning for me. 25 personal investments that you can do for yourself to add value to your life. And when you add value to your life, you add value to other people's lives. The value of a dollar is the same value it is to me when I take care of that dollar and I teach and show other people how to take care of the dollar, that same value would then roll over to them. That was good. Yeah. When you show people, Dr. Phil says, is we teach people how to treat us. So begin teaching people how to treat you and stop trying to please everybody. Because you can't please everybody. If the one person you can please is yourself, then you please you. That's what we're doing today. We're going to begin to please ourselves. Not that you're being selfish and you don't think about other people and other people's feelings and you don't give up yourself. But let's begin to stop feeling the need to please. Especially when you having to compromise who you are. God's going to come back and he's going to look for the person he created, not for a carbon copy. That was good. That was good. I hope that was helpful to you all. Remember, find that place of awareness. Begin to be aware of everything. Have compassion for yourself. Remember, most of the time, how they feel is not about you. It's because of something that's going on within them. Pull away from social media. Stop comparing yourself to what other people have and what other people are doing. And create a life that's worth living. This is a good place to close out in prayer. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for who you are in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love and your grace. We thank you for your peace. In your word, you said we are beautifully made. Beautifully made. And everything you made was beautiful and is beautiful. I am a peculiar person. I am unique in my own way. Let us learn how to stand in that uniqueness as we serve others, but we don't serve out of ourselves. Be with us the rest of this week. Whatever petition we have before you, oh God, grant it unto us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And if I was in church, you say, give the Lord a hand praise. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Now, you go. Make it a wonderful week. Thank you all for listening to the podcast. Man, we're coming up on year two. Can you believe it? Year two. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your friends about Finding Peace Within podcast. Tell them about the lessons that you're learning and how you're learning to become more authentic in who you be when you be. And as I always say, what? A centered mind is a centered soul. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Finding Peace Within podcast with Lisa L. Dalton. Now, don't forget to connect with Lisa on all her social media outlets. Just Google her name, Lisa L. Dalton, or Finding Peace Within, and you'll find her there. And remember this. A centered soul is a centered mind. Be blessed.